This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the war in Ukraine rages on, the country's president spent much of the weekend shoring up support from its allies.
For the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola and outlined his goals.
The task is to prepare everything as actively as possible for our country's membership in the European Union, to increase the supply of weapons to Ukraine, and to strengthen sanctions against Russia.
Metsola called for the creation of a special tribunal to investigate war crimes.
We will meet with the United Nations personnel. We need to make sure that we have the mechanisms, first of all, to collect the evidence, but then to prosecute them.
The UN documented summary executions that may constitute war crimes in the Bucha area. Over the weekend, a memorial was held there for 8 Ukrainian men who attempted to block the Russian advances a year ago, but who, according to Ukraine's VOA News, was.
The nearly 8-year-old U.S. deployment to Syria to combat Islamic State is still worth the risk, according to a military officer on Saturday after a rare, an unannounced visit there.
Army General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, arrived in the dusty, embattled region where the U.S. has a force of about 900 service members deployed to monitor and counter remaining Islamic State militants. This little-known American mission in Syria is meant to keep a lid on any potential resurgence of ISIS as the U.S. tries to grapple with threats from Russia and China. U.S. troops have operated in Syria without permission from Damascus since 2015. It is today a remnant of the global war against terrorism that saw massive U.S. invasions and occupations in Iraq and Afghanistan.